Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Let's get to know Derek Wilmot. And Derek, favorite, or do you have a pregame ritual that you go through the same thing every single time, or is it just whatever's in front of you?
Yep. So at least every home game, I like to go to Subway, get a 6-inch. It used to be called the Supreme Meats. I think they changed up their menu. On the Italian herbs and cheese bread, I get a thing of Lay's baked potato chips and a lemonade, and then I go sit and watch the girls' JV game and eat that.
Great. I'm a big Subway guy, so already plus one in my book on that. How about a warm-up song? Do you like the kind of whatever playlist they got going on, or do you got one that you like to put in the headphones on and listen to before every game?
I'm not a big warm-up music guy, so I just kind of let Thomas and George deal with the music, and I just kind of zone it out.
And then post-game, do you have a ritual? Do you have a meal? I know McDonald's has been bandied about as a thing everybody likes to go to, but do you do anything else post-game?
Fridays, usually after Friday home games, me and some of my friends will go to like Des Moines or Altoona and go to Poncheros. Usually give me a little double steak queso burrito.
Perfect. How about hobbies? What else do you do outside of basketball? How do you like to spend a lot of your time?
In the summertime, I play a lot of disc golf, but it's getting a little too cold for that, so it's kind of pivoting towards hunting season. Pretty much anything I can do to get outside, get off my phone, I find pretty fun.
What is the best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
Ooh. Well, my mom wouldn't agree, but in fifth grade, I helped plan our family vacation. We went to California, we went to Yosemite National Park, and I really enjoyed that because I helped plan a lot of it, kind of picked all the places, because the previous vacation we ended up hiking like 40 miles in a week and I was 8, so I had to make sure we didn't do that. So anywhere you can relax a little bit and not go crazy on the walking.
Yeah, all right. That's my favorite activity as well, not walking. What is your favorite high school sports memory so far? Still plenty of time this senior year, but what comes to mind when I say favorite high school sports memory?
I really enjoyed playing last year at Oskaloosa. I had a very good game, and the crowd there is always really crazy. They're loud, and they like to chirp. And so being able to play well despite that was really fun. I also really enjoyed driving to Extreme Arena and catching rides to Extreme Arena to watch state volleyball and state wrestling the past couple of years.
All right. How about do you enjoy what is your most prized possession? We'll go with that one. When you think back, you know, you need to save something that is not a living thing. Most prized possession.
Honestly, probably I've moved rooms and now I got a king bed. Okay. And I'm a taller guy, so my feet don't hang off because I can sleep diagonal now on the bed, so my feet don't hang off, and that's a game changer.
If you came back in your life, next life, so as an animal, which animal would you want that one to be?
I would want to be a grizzly bear because they just kind of do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
They don't gotta answer to anybody. They can eat whatever they want. They're kind of the king of the food chain there.
That's a great answer. If you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, what would it be? Whether you just want to be better at it or just have a dream to play something else but can't, what would it be?
I mean, I think I'd be a pretty good red zone wide receiver, but I might be a little slow for that. I don't know. Track season has not gone well the last few years. So, I mean, I think I can get up there, high point a couple balls, score a couple touchdowns, but I don't know how much other people would agree with that.
How about who's your role model and who do you look up to and why do you look up to them?
I got a lot of role models. A lot of my family, a lot of my dad's side of the family, and my mom's grandparents, and a lot of uncles and aunts. They're all, you know, phenomenal people. They all are really supportive, and if I ended up like any one of them, I think I'd be pretty successful.
Well, I know the answer to this one, but do you have any siblings, and how many, and do you get along with them?
Mm-hmm. So I got an older brother and an older sister. My older brother played basketball. He's 2 years older than me, and so I know you interviewed him a few times. And then my older sister is 4 years older than me. They were just actually both back for Thanksgiving, and it's always nice when you get to see your siblings again, but it's also nice to have the house to yourself and not have to deal with them yapping at me at 10 o'clock at night when I want to go to bed.
Absolutely perfect. Last question before we let you go is, when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and has that changed at all now?
You know, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a football player. I wanted to be a quarterback, and I haven't played football since seventh grade, and everything's kind of pivoted towards basketball, and yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to keep playing basketball, but I'm definitely not going to play football.
All right. Thank you very much again, Derek Wilmot, on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.